Time for the Almanac, Bob FM, and the Bob Air Horn is a part of the broadcast here today as well. Making it possible, giving us the opportunity to do the Almanac, is Upholstery Industries. Do you need specialized industrial upholstery work? Upholstery Industries is the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest. Upholstery Industries can handcraft thousands of the same items, always with a passion for excellence. Upholstery Industries online, upholsteryindustries.com, upholsteryindustries.com, or you can even email them info@upholstery-industries.com. Now, you know, when it comes to emails and websites and web addresses, there's a difference between a dash and a slash. This is a dash.
Okay.
Okay. Wednesday, March 20th, 79th day of the year, 286 left to go. And again, spring arrives. Forgot to mention, I was going to ask Megan about that, 4:58 Central Time.
Yeah, she said that this morning.
Yep. Just before 5 o'clock. 1792 in Paris, the Legislative Assembly in Paris approved the use of the guillotine.
Oh.
Or the guillotine, if you will, if you want to French it up a little bit.
I guillotine.
Yeah, they had to find an economical and quick way to get rid of people and make a... Yeah. Basically make an example of them in front of a lot of other people.
Right.
You do something, this is what's going to happen to you. And I think the guillotine is still available. Isn't it like the late night infomercial, the ShamWow guy?
He does.
The guy who sells the slap chop, right. Also sells the guillotine.
The home
still
version.
Available.
Yeah.
1854, the Republican Party was organized in Ripon, Wisconsin. Ripon, Wisconsin.
Really?
The only other famous thing I can remember for Ripon, Wisconsin is Ripon Good Cookies. Do you remember those?
Yes.
They were a brand of cookies. Ripon Good Cookies, Ripon, Wisconsin, over in the east central portion, kind of south and west of Green Bay. About 50 slavery opponents began the new political group this day in 1854. 1930, the birth of a legend.
One more thing, folks. It's the only way that you're going to get chicken that is finger-licking good. And I'd be mighty proud to have you try Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mighty proud.
Yes, excuse he would be. There he is, Colonel Sanders. Harlan Sanders opened and began his KFC, Kentucky Fried. It'll always be Kentucky Fried Chicken to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you can abbreviate it all you want. We're all into abbreviations now, of course.
KFC is what they're building.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, founded by the Colonel himself, Harlan Sanders, in North Corbin, Kentucky. Thank you, Colonel, for all that you have done.
Yes,
the 11 herbs
absolutely.
And spices, just absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. In 42, in World War II.
I shall return. Nothing is more certain.
Yeah, he shall return, and guess what he did? That's what he said to the folks of the Philippines.
MacArthur?
After the Japanese chased him out of there. Yeah, Douglas MacArthur is the man. He had that big, big pipe.
Yeah.
It was long, and he basically because you could put more tobacco in it.
And he wasn't afraid to smoke it either.
So that was in 42, 44, also during the war. 42, 1942, this was going on.
Vesuvius explodes. Italy's historic volcano bursts into the most fearsome and devastating eruption in 70 years. Over the fiery crater, a great pall of smoke and lava dust spirals into the sky.
Mount Vesuvius, Italy, erupting. So they already had Mussolini. I mean, the poor Italians. They had Mussolini, and then they had bombing from World War II. And then Mount Vesuvius. Talk about when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, just pouring salt in the wound.
It wasn't as bad as the eruption in 79 AD when all of Pompeii was wiped off the map.
Right.
But it was still significant. Now, what's your favorite volcano? Are you Krakatoa? Are you Vesuvius? Are you Pinatubo? Or are you Mount St. Helens? Do you have a favorite?
I kind of lean towards Vesuvius. It's fun to say.
My favorite volcano is the one that Peter Brady made.
Oh, sure.
On the episode of the Brady Bunch. Yeah. And he was testing it out on the porch at the Brady house. And it exploded and went all over Marsha's friends who were there for some, I don't know, they were making paper dresses or something for their dolls.
Right.
1986, James Cagney in the news.
George M. Cohan. He was captain of the Reluctant. He was a tough guy on the screen, but on his own time, he was a painter and a poet. He was a legend of the movies for 30 years. James Cagney was getting ready for Easter Sunday breakfast on his farm in upstate New York. Marge Zimmerman, his friend and manager, said he just closed his eyes and went to sleep.
James Cagney was a lot of things. You know, one thing he also wasn't going to do, he wasn't going to let that dirty rat get his hands on him.
Right.
you dirty rat. Mm-hmm. So 86, and I don't think he ever did really say that.
He may not have.
It wasn't, not in those exact words.
And I would not be sitting by him when he was eating grapefruit. Grapefruit smashed in your face.
Did What's that from?
I'd have to check the movie, but I'm pretty sure he put grapefruit in somebody's face.
He was a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yes,
and that
he was.
Can be a problem. You get grapefruit in your eye.
Right.
That's a problem. You could be blinded by that. So that was in 1986.
I was on my way to a concert, and I took a nap to be fresh, and I opened my eyes and thought we were there because the bus had stopped, and then boom, explosion. 2 seconds later, we didn't know. We got rear-ended by a fully loaded 18-wheeler, which is only the biggest thing, bigger thing than a tour bus.
Was that the only thing that Gloria Estefan wanted was that fresh feeling, and she got up, and her tour bus slammed into this state in 1990. It was very bad. Kind of like Barbara Mandrell. She went through the same thing. And Gloria Estefan had some severe back and spine injuries and damage. And after long, long rehab, made it back to the music scene and the touring scene in 1990. Boy, 1990 was a big year.
His longevity, his consistency, his durability, his greatness, I don't believe will ever, ever be equaled in our league.
Who's he talking about? Let's find out. Kareem.
Enjoy your basketball immortality in good health. I'll see you at the Hall of Fame.
David Stern, NBA commissioner of the state, 1990. They retired Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's number 33 at the Forum in Los Angeles. Inglewood, to be exact. So LeBron James is quickly rising through the ranks. This is now where LeBron is. If he scores 27 points a game, which is his current pace for the next 222 games, that's less than three seasons, he would surpass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And LeBron is 34, so there is a chance.
Yeah, he'll probably play that many more years.
Are you a Gloria Estefan or Gloria Estefan person? How do you pronounce it?
I say Estefan.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Imelda Marcos, the widow of ex-Philippines dictator Ferdinand Marcos, the state 1990, went on trial for racketeering, embezzlement, bribery. She did all those things just so she could have that large shoe collection. Did you know that
1992?
1990.
As well?
Also.
Yeah.
Did you know that their wealth, which they can't find it, their treasure, was $5 to $10 billion U.S.?
Whoa, when they can't find it?
They can't find it. They hid it. Yeah, you can tell why there were problems, because the Philippines, there were some bad parts of the Philippines, and then you have the leaders living in their castle.
Right.
Ugh.
Not right.
No,
that's not right.
It certainly was not right. Sad occurrence on this date, 1991. This is the date that Eric Clapton's 4-year-old son Connor fell from a 53rd story apartment window in New York City.
Just gives you a nod in your stomach.
And then he helped recover and deal with it by writing this song, Tears in Heaven.
Yeah.
Award-winning song. That was 1991. Janice Pennington awarded $1.3 million. She's one of Barker's beauties. There was an accident on the set of The Price is Right TV show. It was that little mountain climber. La de doo dee do, la de doo dee do. You know that one?
Uh-huh.
He went over the cliff, landed, bounced out of the little game, hit her in the eye.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well.
And she got $1.3
million.
La de doo dee do. Buzz Aldrin, 2007, first to officially walk on the newly constructed Grand Canyon Skywalk. Pretty sure anybody who has height issues wouldn't be able to do that. Have you seen this horseshoe-shaped thing that you can walk out on there?
I won't do it. Can't do it anymore.
You know what you also shouldn't do and can't do is go up to Buzz Aldrin and tell him that the moon landing was fake, because he'll punch you.
Well, he should.
He's done that one or two times, I think, at least. Some guy said, swear on the Bible that you didn't walk on the moon, or that you did walk on the moon. Swear on the Bible, and he punched him. Way to go, Buzz. He's Buzz.
It is history in the making. President Obama is about to land in Cuba. He and the first family took off for Havana aboard Air Force One around 1:30 p.m. Eastern time.
President Obama visited Cuba. The last one before that was Calvin Coolidge.
Whoa.
In 1928. Let's move on to birthdays now today. So that was 2016. Birthdays, Carl Reiner, 97.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, when you're number 7 in the national ratings, you can ignore things like this.
17, Alan.
Shut up, Mel.
You see what I mean? I've been trying to tell
shut
you.
Shut up, Mel. He's still better than you.
He was great at saying, shut up, Mel. There he is, Alan Brady, the Dick Van Dyke Show. And, of course, a cameo by...
Dick Deacon.
Yes, Richard Deacon. Cal Reiner is 97. Hal Linden is an infant compared to that. He's 88.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
How's the coffee?
Thick.
Try mixing in some hot water.
I did. That's what made it thick.
There he is, Barney Miller. There's a cameo from Abe Vigoda.
Yeah.
As Fish.
Fish.
Hal Linden, 88.
Some
we talked about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, his coach. For much of the reign and time at the Lakers was Pat Riley, 74
nice,
today.
Nice slick back hair.
He did like his product.
Yes,
he did. Did he not? He's 74 today. Bobby Orr, one of the great NHL players of all time, great defenseman. Of course, that famous goal in the Stanley Cup Finals with the Boston Bruins where he's diving across the crease. He's 71 today. Happy birthday going out to him. We have somebody who played... Star Trek.
My brothers and sisters of the continuum have taken me back. I'm immortal again. Omnipotent again.
Swell.
Don't fret, Riker. My good fortune is your good fortune.
He was Q from the Q continuum on the Star Trek The Next Generation. Neil, I know you know that well.
No idea.
So John DeLancey is 71 today. William Hurt is on the birthday list today. And Holly Hunter. They were both in Broadcast News together. They were both in The Big Chill together.
Sure.
And The Big Chill, this song, and all the great songs on the soundtrack, all of a sudden back into the public view.
Movie soundtrack time.
In the mid-80s. That's exactly what time it is. It's William Hurt, 69. Holly Hunter is 61 here today.
Money's got to be the shoes.
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 You sure it's not the shoes?
I'm sure, Mars.
What about the shoes?
No, Mars.
Money's got to be the shoes.
No, it's not the shoes unless they blow up on you like the kid from Duke. Then it might be the shoes.
Right.
Like that Zion kid.
Yeah.
Where his shoe just exploded. I don't think it ever exploded for Mike Jordan at any point in time. At least you didn't hear about it. As a spokesman for Nike, he probably wouldn't even talk about it.
Better workmanship, evidently.
So he is 62. That's Spike Lee, 62 today. He's a director, an actor.
Yeah.
New York Knicks fan.
Yes.
He can be on the controversial side of things every now and then.
No. Nonsense. Thanks to this young woman, the room was finally quiet enough for me to get at least a few words in. Sir Patrick Morgan, at your service.
Diana. Princess of the Mist.
Prince. Diana Prince.
She's Diana Prince. That means she's Wonder Woman, and that's from the Wonder Woman movie. Guy's name is David Thewlis. He was the bad guy.
Oh, sure.
He was Sir Patrick, but then he turned out to be Ares. Oh, no. Spoiler. Well, this movie's been out for 3 years.
Yeah, it's been around.
Once a movie's out for 3 years, there are no more spoilers. Nope. And he played a major role in the Harry Potter films as well.
Okay.
He's 56, and that's as young as we're going. 56,
okay.
Neil.
56. Well, we've got... pretty healthy list here on the gone but not forgotten category. Baseball Hall of Famer. He was Iron Joe McGinnity. He used to pitch both halves of a doubleheader. That doesn't happen anymore now. Go out and throw 18 innings of ball. He was born in the state 1871. He was Uncle Joe. He was in tons of movies. But Uncle Joe, he's moving kind of slow from the Junction, Petticoat Junction. William Edgar Buchanan, born on this day, 1903. The patriarch of the Nelson family of the Ventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Ozzie Nelson, band leader, actor, 1906. Tremendous game show host, Jack Barry.
Come on, natural. Joker.
Go crazy.
Guess what? He failed to answer the question, though.
He didn't win it?
Joker. Those Joker wild... Questions were very hard.
Yeah, it was
almost as hard as tic-tac-toe. I mean, 10 years old and I'm getting them.
Right. Jack Barry was born on this day in 1918. One half of the famous Bob and Ray comedy team. We did a great skit, friend Mark Larson and I. It was good times. Ray Golding, born on this day, 1922. Another Watergate figure, John Ehrlichman, 1925. He was Mr. Rogers.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear.
Fine singer, too.
It's not the way
you... Not only that, he wrote these songs, Neil.
I love it.
But it's you I like.
New movie coming out. Tom Hanks.
You're going to see it.
Multiple times. Yes. Big question is, who's going to play Mr. McFeely, Speedy Delivery?
Television Hall of Famer, there he is, Fred Rogers. We knew him as Mr. Rogers and his neighborhood. Born on this day, 1928. He was in That Girl. He was that girl's boyfriend, Ted Bessel.
You could say animal passion. Tempered with respect, of course.
Oh, can you do that?
Oh, Donald.
What?
Temper animal passion with respect?
I do my best.
That's all we ask. They were they had good chemistry.
Yes,
on,
they did.
On the show. It was very cute.
He was also opposite, in Gomer Pyle, Jim Nabors there. We're talking about Ted Bessel, 1935. The great guitar man, Jerry Reed.
Pretty Mary's sunlight, she's all right with me. Pretty Mary's sunlight, she's everything I need.
Jerry's performing on Scooby-Doo new movies.
She turns each night to day.
That is excellent. Jerry Reed, born on this day, 1937. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
The all-request lunch hour live today from the Legion in Richfield, noon to 1. Hope you can join us. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Reba, Can't Even Get the Blues, Alan Jackson, and It's a Work in Progress, or Colin Ray, I Think About You?
I'm going to go AJ today.
Have a good day, everybody. See you in Richfield.
Hey.